My name is Vienna Marzlak, and I am 15 years old. Today is November 27th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Carolina de la Torre, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Queens, New York. Okay, so let's get started. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was born in Colombia, Bogota, Colombia. My childhood was really nice. I had a good, pretty much good upbringing with my sister. We used to play a lot. We used to share rooms. It was really nice. I enjoyed, coming to the States and living here. And, I was just a very active, creative, type of child. I love music and acting, and I love just entertaining people.
Would you change anything about your childhood?
Would I change anything about my childhood? Not really. I think that everything that I've been experimenting, the one I experienced, was like a really, you know, it was nice. I wouldn't change anything.
Okay, so tell me your favorite memory of me.
Favorite memory was when we were in Florida and we used to go to the beach together, do the mother-daughter bonding. Another favorite moment was when we used to go to like really nice restaurants and we used to sit and have good dinners. And that was like a really great memories that I have.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Difficult moments has been like I think it's like not having my mom around and my dad, so they live overseas in Colombia, and that's always difficult when I'm visiting them in Colombia and I have to come back and say goodbye. I guess that's a really hard. But she lives nearby, close enough, so I can, like, be able to see them more often. So, yeah, that's pretty much very difficult.
Also, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life and how they've changed them?
Biggest influences have been, I would say, first of all, it's been my daughter, you. Been a great influence on me. I feel like I've become the person that I am now is because of you. And it's just a very strong, positive, inspiring, you know, motivating. And I just really feel like that's really been inspiring. I would say that would be the only person.
Tell me about a teacher or another adult that's had a big impact on your life while growing up.
I used to have a counselor that I loved, and when I went to college, her name was Denise. She just literally just told me these beautiful words. She said that she believed in me, that she knew I was going places and I was going to be a very successful person, and that she saw that I had a lot of potential to succeed.
What advice would you give your teenage self if you can go back?
If I can go back and give the advice from my teenage self, it would just be like to be to really focus, be more organized and disciplined, and just like really just know what are the true things that, you know, like the, yeah, like know exactly what's important, and just pretty much go with that, you know, not to get sidetracked, not to get yeah, allow yourself to like, or invite people in that are not going to be beneficial in your growth. So that's literally what I feel that I would tell my teenage self.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
I think my uncle, he was great. He was an awesome uncle. I feel like he just, his whole way of like living life, he was a very responsible, he carried himself really well. He was just a very hardworking man who had awesome work ethics, and I really would love to like speak to him and just be able to, you know, just have a conversation now that I'm older.
No, thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, what advice would you like to share?
That it's the biggest advice would be that definitely just wake up every day feeling that living your life to the fullest, living the moment, not jumping ahead, not jumping and thinking what's going to happen tomorrow, not being concerned about like what's going to happen in a week. It's just living in that moment and making the best of it, making the best decisions, and just like really being very just awake and present. I think having a strong desire to really, you know, plan and just pretty much just have that. Plan yourself a great life full of goals and what you desire.
Okay, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.